is the Cornerman Radio. It's the Cornerman Radio. We back at you live. It's Young Parzini waiting for my fellow co-host. Waiting for my fellow co-host, Boxing Eye, Jesse Reek, and hopefully Flawless and Big Tim come on. So basically, so waiting for them, man. Man, we got a lot of boxing news. Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali, the greatest. And rest in peace to Kimbo, one of my favorite fighters, man. One of my favorite MMA fighters. He's the reason why I liked it, MMA. Condolences to him and his family. You know what I'm saying? Just waiting for Jesse, man. Jesse, man, get on the show. So, yeah, man. Man, Kimbo did a lot, man. He started off in the street fighting, made his name on YouTube, got a Elite XC contract, started making the big bucks, started to be in movies. So I just can't believe he died. He died at 42. So it's crazy, man. It's definitely crazy. Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, bro.
Jesse?
Yeah, man. Kimbo's death is sad, bro. It's sad.
Yeah,
I remember
man.
Him as a YouTube star, like. You know,
well, I never got to experience him at the YouTube. I only saw him when he came in the LEXC league.
You're probably a little younger than me. Freaking
No, but that's YouTube, dog. YouTube is a new generation, dog. It's not an old generation. I just wasn't watching hood typical shit on camera.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's basically what he was. He was a hood fighter that nobody.
Yeah.
Actually, there's one Russian dude that beat him on you. There's one Russian dude.
Yeah,
he
came in the UFC and he lost his first fight.
No, on YouTube. Like
the guy who he lost to went to the UFC and lost.
Oh, for real?
He went to the UFC. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's
why
amazing,
Dana
man.
White didn't hold him in the good regard because he always say that, yo, Kimbo is nothing. You know what I'm saying? You take him, you fight, you get a real MMA fighter, he won't last. So that's what Dana White's problem was. That's why he put him to the proving ground in a reality TV show so he can gain a recording not a recording contract, excuse me. A UFC contract.
He wanted to be a singer.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Dana White always thought he was nothing. You know what I mean? Nothing special. And I always looked at him as the special. He was special to me because he had that persona like Mike Tyson. He had that animal instinct, that alpha instinct.
I thought he was in the wrong sport. You know. I thought he was in the wrong sport. And when I talked to Nate Campbell,
hey,
he said,
maybe he could have did more better in boxing. By the end of the day,
he was 7-0 in boxing.
Yeah, but I'm saying Kimbo was an old man at that time. But I really respected Kimbo because Kimbo came in like, I want to kill you. I want to break your fucking neck. I want to beat you the fuck up. That's the type of shit I like in fighters, man. I wish a lot of fighters were like that and stop being like,
stop
a,
being
smiley
like
face
a smiley face
or a nice guy.
Hey, I'm going to call our guest of the hour for the night.
All right.
See what his opinion is on Kimbo, you know. And rest in peace to Kimbo, bro. You're only 10 years older
definitely
than me, bro. And... you know, I have nothing but the most respect for you. You know, like, I used to look up to you, you know, so it's crazy. And it's sad that his stuff is really overlooked today. You know, but let me call Mason and see what he's in.
Yeah, man. I wanted to see where the fans, who they want to see. Salido and Francisco Vargas to fight next, man. Because, hey, a lot of people is want to see a rematch. But I'm not a fan of watching a rematch. I like to move on. You know what I'm saying? The only time I really want to see rematches, if a guy been looking impressive lately and he's winning like 10.
We got a good friend of the show, Rick Glacier, on the show, man. The Cornerman Radio. Welcome to you, Rick.
Hey, buddy. Glad to be on your show again. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you on, brother.
Thank you.
We're only doing like 15, 20 minutes today.
Let me get talking. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, we were remembering Kimbo Slice.
Well, Kimbo Slice had a boxing career, a street fighting career, an MMA career, and he just had he made the best out of himself that he could possibly do, all the way around. You know, he competed at a high level. He was a good character. He had flair, and he had personality, he had gumption, and that's what it takes to be successful. And he did a lot of social media marketing to get himself from the backyard into the ring in the cage, and he did a great job. What can you say? I mean, and it's a shame. I mean, I hope it's not because of steroids. That's the rumor on the street, because of steroids of some type, you know, performance-enhancing drugs of some type. And, you know, if that's the case, it's a shame, but it's part of his profession, I guess. You know, it's sorry to say that, but I guess it is.
Yeah, man. Barzini, you want to welcome the guest of the hour?
Welcome, man. We appreciate having you on, man. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I definitely wanted to ask you, man, since we already did like the recap on the fight, but I wanted to see who would you like to see Salido against next. And Francisco Vargas.
I only want to see Vargas versus Salido, and I want to see Salido versus anybody who doesn't move around a lot. Because if you don't move around a lot, he's the great warrior of all time. If you move around a little bit, he gets all messed up. So I like to see the rematch. I think they should wait till January and do the rematch and give up Vargas' face a chance to heal and get him in great shape again, and we have another barn burner. I mean, these guys can't help him. It's a great fight.
You agree with the draw, though?
No. Oh, no. Salido won very close. He won 7-5 in my eyes.
Okay. But, you know, me and Barzini have this fight of the year so far, right?
No, it's the fight of the year. It could be the fight of the last 10 years. I mean, this is as good as any Getty Ward fight. This is as good as it gets.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. Thank you.
I have to disagree on that one, but I respect you. Everybody has an opinion, so respect it also. But I just
respect everybody's opinion that has brains and has eyesight and his eyesight. But let me just tell you something. That was as good as it gets. It was nonstop. I mean, they never wavered.
I'm not
they
saying it wasn't
forward.
It wasn't a good fight. That was an extremely exciting fight. But to me, 10 years is a big stretch for me.
Well, that may be a big stretch for anybody.
I like Bradley versus Ruiz more.
How would you like a 10-year stretch? In prison for 10 years, okay? So 10 years is a long time. But, okay,
wow.
that goes back to Gandhi War days. That was just as good as it gets. There's no question about it.
No,
so,
it was a good fight.
And then we
would never downplay the fight, but I'm just not agreeing with y'all assessment on that opinion. But hey,
well,
it's all
listen,
fun, man.
I respect your decision.
I mean, to me, my favorite fight of the year was Amir Mansour and Dominic Brazilian. And I mean, that was my favorite fight.
Mansour's a good fight with anybody, but you know, let's put it this way, Peter. This fight had tremendous skill level, tremendous heart, and everything you wanted to see in a professional fighter, you saw. Guile, balls, heart, great chins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know
definitely.
What I'm saying? I mean, it had everything. It had everything. You look at Mansour, his tooth went through his tooth went through his tongue, and he quit. I mean, that was not the biggest heart I've ever seen, guys. You know, you don't quit.
Not you guys, man.
I'm not looking at the quit. I'm looking what Amir Mansour did and what Dominique Brazilian did. He broke the nigga jaw.
Well,
he made Dominique Brazil's
an unproven commodity. So to tell me that was Custer's last stand, that's not a good result for me.
Rick,
okay.
You did
a
10-year stint in prison?
No, I didn't do a 10-year stint in prison. I said, it's 10 years, and I said, hey, that's like doing a 10-year stint in prison. 10 years is a long time. I said, yeah, I would like to do a 10-year stint in prison. I didn't do any prison time. I've never been in jail.
Okay.
But I
don't want to see the rematch, to be honest with you. I don't want to
well,
see
you,
the rematch.
Who doesn't want to see the rematch?
I don't want to see the rematch.
Who in their right mind wouldn't want
to?
I want to see me. I like to move on. I like to see these other guys fight each other. You know what I'm saying? I want to see some unifications, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to see these unifications. I think that's the problem with boxers, because we keep getting these rematches, and we won't ever get to see who's the number one guy in the division.
No. Salido Vargas rematch needs to happen. Rick, you agree with me on that one?
I know the next time they fight, I know Salido is not going to get that decision. So why would I want to see
the number out there. Put the number out there. We have Rick Glacier on. What's the number, Barzini? We have Rick Glacier on.
215-383-5799.
We're working from a different number today, bro. And anybody that doesn't agree... Call in, bro. Like, I want to hear everybody's opinion on this. I really do.
See, you. The thing about a lot of you guys, y'all just looking at the excitement. Y'all not looking at, yo, I want to see greatness. I want to see the number one guy. Y'all still can't tell
me
Rick, the number one guy at 130.
Rick, can you do me a favor? Can you go on Facebook, put out this number, and talk about
it? I can't. I'm at dinner right now, guys. I can't do that. You can help me out. It's supposed to be 8 o'clock tonight. Okay, listen.
You guys want to call?
Why don't you continue your show and call me back in a little while? We'll continue. How's that? Is that fair enough?
We're done in 7:15. Right.
Oh boy. Okay.
Let him go and we get him on the next time, Jesse.
Yeah.
So, cause we don't want to ruin
we'll
our Rick.
Okay.
Shout out your social media. Dinner. We don't want to mess up your dinner.
Okay. Okay, guys. Thank you very much, and glad to be on your show. Give me a call, and we'll do it like Thursday night, the night before Ali's funeral or something like that. Okay, or Friday night. Okay.
All right.
I'm here for you guys.
Right.
Okay, guys.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good friend of the show, Rick Glacier.
Thanks for coming on the show. You see, this is what my problem is with everyone. This is why we don't see the number one welterweight, because we keep seeing rematches. You know what I'm saying? That's why Keith Thurman and Sean Porter, Porter wins, we're going to see a rematch. And I don't want to see a rematch.
I want to see the number one guy.
I want to see the number one guy. Can we see the number one guy? And then y'all can have all the rematches y'all want. These guys is once they have the rematch, they end up moving up. We never get to see who's the number one guy. Pedroza,
who's in a weight class, saying he just wants one unification,
and then he's moving up to 135. So,
Zini, can I call the other person, bro? That one to call?
Oh my God. No, Jesse. Yo, we got to
talk about it, bro.
Flawless back on.
What's going on?
Flawless.
What's going on?
Flawless. It's been a century.
Yo, what's up, little bro?
It's been a century we having this brother on. And shit, he on hold right now. Wait till he come back on.
Yo, can I bring on the
let's talk about all the things in boxing, dog. We never agreed to,
it's not going to create a different angle. It's going to create a better angle.
I
want to
talk about the new topics, man. Yo, we arguing about something about, you should have told me this way before. No, I don't want to do that.
Flawless.
Flawless
just
is
came
on
the
hold.
Show, little bro.
He's not on the show.
I'm going to call him, bro.
Yo, why? Yo, Jesse, I'm about to get off this show, dog.
You can't hang up the show you're hosting, bro.
I don't want to talk to this nigga, dog. Right now.
Well, why? Why don't you want
to
talk
about other boxing news? Dog, you know we argue on this on the show, right? You drunk?
Yeah, I'm a little twisted, but it makes the show fun, though.
No.
Go ahead.
All now we ain't even talking about the topic.
Why you don't want to argue? Why you don't want to argue?
So let's get this what you
this
think?
This is the most unprofessional show of all time, by the way. This is Howard Stern 2.0. Bye.
Yo, so what's your assessment and prediction on Ruslan Pokharnikov versus John Molina Jr.? How you think that fight is going to play out and who you think is going to win?
Ooh, tough fight, bro. Tough fight.
That's
it? Ruslan beat them in 5 rounds? Or it's a boring 12-round fight?
So who you think is going
to
win?
You know what? I'm going to change my name to the fan appreciation. Ruslan.
Okay. Well, to me, I hope it's a war. This is my thing. I hope John Molina comes to fucking fight. Start throwing punches. Because that's his problem. I don't know if he has a stamina issue or what, or he's scared to throw, he's scared he might make a mistake. I don't know what it is, but he needs to start throwing. He needs to fight like a Lucas Matisse fight. He needs to go back to that John Molina. If we can get that John Molina who fought Matisse, this fight will be great. This is the fight we might get to see. It might even be better than Salido on Francisco. We don't know, but I hope it is. But I think Ruslan is going to win this fight no matter what John Molina does. You can't outwill Ruslan. You can't outwork Ruslan. You can't. You don't have more heart than Ruslan, and your chin is not as tough as Ruslan. So I feel like Ruslan is going to win no matter what. I can't wait. I hope it's exciting. I hope it's a war, because I was really disappointed that Ruslan didn't fight Adrian Granados, because that would have been a more exciting fight, because John Molina has two straight losses in a row. So I would love to see. I would love to see how this fight plays out. I hope it's a war. I hope it's a better fight than last week. But I'll be tuning in this Saturday. Definitely. Did you know Edna Cherry is going to fight Liddell Rhodes? In Jesse Regan?
What?
Liddell Rhodes is fighting Edna Cherry. What you think about that fight?
I don't give a fuck about that fight. Let's get back to the main event.
Dog, I want to talk about that fight, man. They both
They
both came on the show. Well, one of them came on the show, and I'm cool with Liddell.
All right, I'll give it to Edna Cherry.
Now, what do you think about Liddell and Edna Cherry versus Edna Cherry?
You talking to me? Or
I don't know who you.
I'll see.
Yeah, please. Come on.
Yeah, Flawless, tell me what you think about Liddell Rhodes versus Edna Cherry. Have you ever seen them, or who you think will win that fight on June 28th? Flawless? Jesse?
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know the two names you mentioned, bro.
You don't know Edna Cherry? Edna Cherry is the guy who fought
Pedroza.
Oh,
Edna Cherry. Yeah, I know Cherry. But look. We got Flawless online. Flawless, you there?
Yo, Flawless keep going in and out, nigga. That's what I'm saying. I want
to
quit, do this quick.
No,
because
I wanted to ask
this...
Flawless about Kell Brook.
What?
Yeah, we talked about Edna Cherry earlier, bro.
I did not even say my assessment, dog. Like, you skipping the point.
No, we talked about him. We talked to him.
Jesse,
Flawless,
you're drunk.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're
can you
not...
hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, you haven't been on the show in a while, man. What's up with you, Flawless? You breaking up, Flawless.
Bro, you sound like...
Yo, can y'all hear me bad now? The signal out is terrible.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me bad now? Yeah, as we were saying, months has been crazy busy. That's the only reason why I haven't been on the show in a while. I've only missed a few, though. Y'all always over. I just missed, like, three.
Okay, I hear that, man. I wanted to get at who you think Canelo Alvarez is going to fight next.
I have no idea. You know, that is a great question. I have no idea.
The three names that is are potential to fight Canelo next is Pacquiao, Gabe Rosado. No, it's four. Liam Smith and Billy Joe Sanders.
Well, Pacquiao's going to be top of the list, so that's the fight they're going to try and make. Aram and Oscar De La Hoya cool now. They're okay now, aren't they? I can see that fight happening.
Yeah, they've been cool.
Yeah, they're
cool.
I can see that fight happening. That'd be a good fight as well, actually. I'd actually look forward to that fight. That'd be a very good fight. I want to see that. I hope it happens. I think Canelo won. I think it's going to be a good fight.
Oh, okay. You're breaking up again, Flawless.
Can you hear me right now?
Nah, you're still breaking up.
I wonder. Nah,
I still can't hear you.
Yo.
Still breaking.
Yo.
I can't even hear Flawless. But let me briefly discuss Liddell Rhodes versus Edna Cherry. Liddell Rhodes is a good guy, man, cool guy. And Edna Cherry's a tough guy. I can't wait to see it. It should be a good fight. Two boxers. I just can't wait. June 28th, I'm going to be all tuned in to and watch this fight, man. Edna Cherry and Liddell Rhodes. That's one I can't even say who's going to win that fight, but I'm excited to see it. I can't wait. I want to see if Liddell learned some new tricks because he trained in Manny Pacquiao's camp for Manny Pacquiao's trilogy with Bradley. He was his sparring partner for the whole camp. So I'd love to see his, did he learn anything? Would he be a better fighter now since he's lost his undefeated record? And is Edna Cherry have something to prove since the Pedroza fight, because I thought he won the Pedroza fight. It was a good competitive fight, but I scored it 7-5. But I'd love to see who wins that fight. To me, it's a 50-50 fight. You know what I mean? I can't wait. Yo, Jesse. Jesse.
Yo.
Yo, it was good. It was good, man. So who you think Canelo might fight next?
I'm thinking about calling my boy for the last 15 minutes, bro.
Oh, my God. Jesse, you're drunk, dog.
Hold on. Let me just call him, bro.
And talk about what? What are we going to talk about?
Kimbo's fight. Well, I'll bring him on.
And talk
Hold
about
on.
What?
Special friend of me.
Yo, Jesse.
90 seconds.
Man, I don't know where these guys are. Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
What are you doing?
I tried to get Nick Campbell on the show, but he's working with the client right now.
Hi, Jesse. Yo, I think we should wrap the show up, man. Is there anything else you want to say on the show?
Any last predictions you want to get?
Who?
Predictions.
I wanted to see Francisco Vargas versus Nicholas Waters.
No prediction, like fight prediction. That's coming up.
Oh, what you think about Felix Fidel versus Manuel Martinez? This Saturday.
Fuck him up, bro.
said Felix Ferreira is going to fuck him up? Well, I think Felix Ferreira is going to destroy Juanuel Martinez, excuse me. I think he's going to tear him up. It's going to be a decisive win. I doubt anybody can beat Felix Ferreira right now. I think he needs to fight the tougher challenge to prove that. I'm not sure if he's going to be the best because I haven't seen everybody at the lightweight division. But I love to see him get those tough challenges, fight those top 10 guys in the pound-for-pound ranking. So I can't wait to see him
right,
another win
back,
from him.
Back from Popular
Flawless
Demand.
Flawless is back on.
Back from Popular Demand, we have Flawless and we have Raphael there. Raphael,
who's the most popular member of the whole squad? I think I'm the most popular member. And you clowns. Well, God, I'll let Raphael talk right. Anyway.
So let's do this right now. Kell Brook versus Jesse Vargas, bro. Let's go. Toe to toe, Raphael and Flawless, you guys go at each other.
First of all, what's up, Flawless? Nice to hear your voice, bro.
Yeah, man. Good, yeah, man. Nice to have you on in it. It's been a while since we've actually spoke.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. That's for real, for real.
Jesse, go ahead.
Go on. Yeah, I was going to say, who are you even picking? Jesse trying to put us at odds. We might be picking the same person. I haven't spoken about this fight yet.
I'm picking Jesse Vargas. I'm picking Jesse Vargas.
Yeah,
I know
we have a bet, $50.
I know Barzini's backing me on that one.
Who do you think I'm picking on Jesse Regan?
If you going with Kell Brook, bro?
Yeah, what you mean, man? Kell Brook, you know, I'm telling you,
yeah,
man,
see
Kell
what
Brook will destroy
that boy. Lose that bet, Jesse.
Yeah, for real, you are, Jesse.
There's no way I'm going to lose that bet, bro.
I mean, like, Kell Brook's going to be it, man.
Jesse, man, don't bet, Jesse. Don't bet, Jesse.
Bro, those English motherfuckers think they're better than
you, bro.
You
can't change the bet. It was already made.
Oh, shit. How much he bet you?
$50. He bet me.
$50,
yeah. Yes.
Damn. Yo, man, how can you make a bet like that, though, man? I mean, you got a chance, Jess, but I'll be honest with you, man. I would have never made that bet, man, because Jesse Vargas, man, I mean, he's good, but you got to remember, man, he took out, the kid from New York, man, he just, what's his name? I'm brain fucked right now. Yo, somebody help me right here.
Who?
What's up?
Hello?
What'd you say, Raphael?
Yo, who did Jesse Vargas just beat, man? Dude from
Saddam Ali.
Exactly, Saddam Ali, man. You know he was.
You know that. You know that was Muhammad Ali's little brother, right?
Yeah, right. Anyway, listen. No, man, you crazy. Hey, listen, Jesse, man, and Flawless. Ali, man, he wasn't really tested until he got tested. You know what I'm saying? That's when, you know, we know what he was all about.
Bullshit, bro. Ali was the best when he... Ali was the best, bro. Ali was the best.
Yo, I'm talking about Saddam Ali, man.
I'm talking about Saddam Ali, man.
You know, Kell Brook, yo, man, Kell Brook going to destroy that boy, man. Kell Brook too strong. He can box. He can brawl inside. And he knows how to hold and get away with it. You know what I mean?
All right. So let's do this. Amir Khan versus Kell Brook. Flawless.
You go first.
Raphael. Go.
Raphael wins that fight. Yeah, let Raphael go.
Yeah,
because
Flawless thinks that Amir Khan like turned water into wine. Right, Flawless?
I'm just like this guy. Yo, this Jesse always does this. I'm just like Khan. I mean, Khan is nowhere near as bad as people make out. But that's a whole other topic, innit? I'm a fan of him. He's nowhere near as bad as people make out. But that's a whole other topic. Well, in terms of I've got Brooke beat. I've got Brooke beat in Vargas. I mean, and like Brooke's untested as much really as Vargas is, but I don't see what Vargas does that bothers Brooke. What's he gonna do that's gonna bother him? What's your thinking behind it, Jesse? Let me know in it. I really want to know.
I thought you had Khan beating Brooke.
I do have Khan beating.
No, like Flawless say, man, stay on Vargas and Brooke.
Yeah, man, stay on the topic. I want to know how. See that, Jesse? We should have Rafael or not. You on the show, you joker. But why is it? And I'm playing. But why do you think Vargas? This is what I'm trying to get at. I want to know in it. Like, I'm not even going to argue. I just want to know your point of view.
No, I said Khan Brook.
Nah, but I'm talking about Vargas Brook. What we're talking about, because it's on it. I'm asking you because I haven't heard. I want to know your point of view, why you think Vargas beats Brook. What have you seen that makes you think that?
We wait and guess.
I said Khan beats Brook.
But
no,
we're talking about Jesse Vargas and Kelbrook. That's the fight we're talking about, isn't it? So that's what I'm on about.
Oh, why Vargas beats Brook?
Yeah.
Did you see him against Saddam Ali?
Yeah, I did see that fight, but that's not what I'm asking you in particular. I'm not even asking you to debate. I just want to know your point of view. I don't know where you're coming from with that. But I don't see anything that...
He's a great fighter. First of all, you say that he trains with the best trainer of all time, right? Mayweather, supposedly.
Vargas. Yeah, I think it's Roger Mayweather.
Jesse Vargas. Hold on. You asked him to speak. Let me speak.
Go on, him.
He learned on him for, 10 years and stuff, and he still speaks on. The only reason why he gave him up is because... Roger caught health problems.
Okay.
So, the only reason that Vargas looked a little different and he still almost knocked down Timothy Bradley, come on, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. He almost knocked down Timothy Bradley, but he lost the fight.
Almost, but he made Ali look like a fool. Like, Jesse Vargas is going... And then what does Saddam Ali do? He beats the one person that beats who? Paulie Malignaggi made him look like a joke.
I'm not a big fan of Saddam Ali. Like, you know that I've never been a massive fan of Saddam. I'm not even a massive fan of Kell Brook, but I don't see what Vargas does that bothers Kell Brook. This is what I'm trying to get at. He's not exceptionally quick or exceptionally powerful. So what does he do? I don't think he's a better boxer than Kell Brook either. So I don't see how he beats him.
Yo.
Where's the fight? Where is the fight taking place, actually? Where is it? Is it over here or over there?
In Sheffield.
Oh, it's Sheffield. Yeah, he's going to lose.
That's what I'm telling Jesse. Yeah, man.
Unless Vargas,
Who else bet me? Wiz bet me $50, too. He betted on Jesse Vargas.
$50. Wiz betted Barrera versus Andre Ward. Like, Wiz is nuts that time. He has his moments. And I like Wiz in it. But Wiz was trying to tell me Barrera beats Ward. And I was like, you're losing the plot. But that's a whole other subject. But yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to see how bad Brooke.
Yo, you know, that's I feel honored today. Adrian Broner liked my post.
That's big.
On Instagram.
That's a big look. That's a big look. That very big look.
Yeah, I just tweet Instagram Tech Nine versus Hitman Holla, and he really likes that. Salute to Adrian Broner, I'm one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, Barzini and everyone else. I don't know if y'all have spoke about this, but I'm bringing it back up anyway. Crawford versus Postal. What's your thought? And are y'all surprised they got made?
All right, Rafael, we never even had your thought on that one.
No, I cut off, man. I called back.
No, we never had your thought on that one. Crawford versus Pozo.
Crawford versus Crawford, man.
By the way, this is Rafael, man. New part of the team. Rafael, go ahead, give out your Twitter.
Rafik Taino. What's up, Flawless?
Yeah, man, I'll hit you up. I'll get out of you. We'll sort all out after the show. That's calm. Yeah. That's calm.
So, Crawford versus Bosa.
So you asking me? Well,
yeah.
I got Crawford. I think Crawford's going to take him, man. Crawford got the speed, you know. He got the nice jab. I know Postal, you know, he's a strong fighter. But I really think Crawford's going to take him out. He'll be too much for him.
Who you got, Zini?
I don't got nobody winning that fight.
What do you mean you haven't got anybody?
I don't know who's going to win.
Oh, you don't know who's going to win? Ah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't pick it. Fair enough.
Nah, I just want to see. I can't wait. I'm glad it's happening. You know me, Flawless. I've been calling this fight for the longest.
Yeah, you said,
you know what that sounds to me?
No, what
like
means?
A pussy card. That sounds like a pussy card.
If he can't pick it, then he can't pick it.
You're
going to
lose your money. That's all that matters.
You are going to lose your money. Jesse, who have you got
pussy
out of Crawford and Postal?
Pussy card. You are pussy. Fuck out of here. You are pussy, nigga.
I got Crawford, bro.
You got Crawford as well.
Messing around with Barcini.
Barcini,
leave my man Barcini alone, bro. He's from around my way. Tell him Barcini.
Yeah, I don't know what's Jesse on, dog. That sauce been fucking him up, man.
He goes from Johnny Walker Reed.
Shit, that nigga Jesse on vagina move right now. Pulling the vagina move right there. Anyways, you know what I'm saying?
Anyways.
Goofy ass nigga, Jesse. Fuck out of here. You a fuck boy, dog. Like, sound like a pussy card. Nigga.
Well,
not every fight you call.
Choose a winner.
No, I'm not choosing a
winner. Choose a winner, bro.
No.
You can't choose a winner. Fuck.
So I could be wrong? Like, no. I don't know who's going to win. I want to see. That's all I want to see. I don't care who wins. All I care about is the fight itself. All
right, that's a pussy card. That's a pussy card.
That's not a pussy card. You are a pussy. Fuck. Fuck.
No, I'm an FRT. Let me have. I got Barcini back on his life. Hey, Jess.
Yeah.
Barcini trying to say, man, that, I mean, he can care less who wins. You know what I mean? You know, he's just happy that the fight is happening, just like us fans out here, man. You know, we was dying for a good fight, and this is going to be like a terrific fight right here. Instead of, you know, I'm watching every week, mostly every week, you know, we see a good fighter fighting a nobody. You know what I mean? Just like my man Verdejo. He's my boy. And all. I mean, I love him and all. But, you know, I'm just getting tired. And a lot of us fans, we're getting tired seeing him fight a nobody. You know what I'm saying? You know, until he steps up to the plate and fights somebody, you know, we like, yo, we getting tired just having these pussy-ass fights. You know?
Thanks,
finally, we're going to have a good one. Crawford and my man,
Yo, Barzini, damn, we're almost out of here.
Yeah, you gotta take it out. We about to close. So, man,
we're
about to wrap this show up. It was sorry for the 45 minutes. We're gonna get back to our usual show one day till Jesse get his money up. Anyways, yo, we out of here. This is Quarterman Radio. We out!
Nice talking to all of y'all, bro.
Yeah, man, good talking to y'all.
Peace out.